from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. They've been called California's Galapagos. Nearly 30 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge lie the Farallon Islands. This year marks their 100th anniversary as a national wildlife refuge. While the islands are off limits to tourists, reporter Lauren Summer caught a rare and rough ride with marine researchers to learn about how unpredictable changes in our climate are affecting life there.
It's been a stomach-churning three-hour boat ride, but we've finally spotted the Farallon Islands, a craggy group of rocks jutting out from the Pacific.
One of the first things that hit me are both the smell and the sound. And the smell is the guano from the large seabird colonies.
Bird poop, that is. Melissa Pitkin is with PRBO Conservation Science, a nonprofit that has worked with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to study these seabirds for the past 40 years. Lately, they're seeing these islands as more than a unique habitat. They're a bellwether for climate change. Waters here are so rough, there's no dock on the island.
Okay, can you bring it down just a touch?
Are you ready? Coming down.
We're transferred into a small orange dinghy that is lifted out of the water and carried onto land by a huge overhead crane. Once on solid ground, I can see that nearly every foot is claimed by a nesting bird. Biologist Russell Bradley leads us up a rocky path to the highest point on the main 70-acre island where a historic lighthouse sits.
You can see all the common murres down there, the black and white birds down there. There's well in excess of 40,000 birds right there.
But this is nothing, Bradley says, compared to historic populations before the Pacific Egg Company moved in.
So during the gold rush times, folks wanted eggs, and there really weren't the chicken farms to provide them. So there were large efforts to collect seabird eggs from the Farallons.
Murres lay only one egg a year, and in a matter of decades, the population dropped from the millions to the thousands. Wildlife only began to come back after 1909, when President Theodore Roosevelt declared the islands a national wildlife refuge. Over the past century, several species have rebounded, but new threats have emerged.
We're in the middle of one of the richest currents in the world. We have this huge upwelling center, so it's a very, very unique location.
Each spring, winds from the northwest blow across the California coast and draw nutrient-rich water up from the deep. Those nutrients create massive blooms of plankton and krill, which feed everything from fish to birds to whales.
Timing is very important for all these animals because they've evolved to try to breed successfully when food is available. So sometimes you have these mismatches.
Those mismatches occur when the timing is off. If upwelling is delayed, birds aren't able to feed themselves and their chicks. That can be due to natural causes, but lately researchers are seeing patterns they don't recognize. In 2005 and 2006, Cassin's auklets, a small black seabird that nests on the islands, failed to produce chicks. Ocean conditions weren't right for their favorite food, krill. And this year, another bird isn't doing so well.
Bird's eye view of the birds.
We climb into a small wooden hut perched on a hillside. Researcher Annie Schmidt normally spends hours in here each day studying the love lives of cormorants.
Yeah, you get caught up in the drama of the seabird colony and what's going on at Site 172 and who stole whose chick. And
But where Schmidt would normally see 20,000 nesting cormorants, this year there are only a handful.
We're definitely a little bit puzzled by the lack of cormorants, because conditions seem to be good for productivity. It's a very complex ecosystem, and new patterns are emerging that we've never seen before.
So far this summer, the researchers haven't seen any cormorant chicks fledge, which sounds the alarm that the ecosystem is off balance. Bradley says the health of these birds can reveal widespread impacts.
They're telling us what's out there, not only for birds, but also for the rest of the ecosystem. Salmon eat the same things as a lot of these seabirds do. Whales eat krill, just like Cassin's auklets.
Scientists are forecasting that climate change will mean more unusual upwelling patterns, which could mean more disruptions in the food chain. In a system as complex as the ocean, Bradley says it's not always easy to say which shifts are from climate change and which aren't. but they believe climate change may already be having an effect.
We are able to observe the direct impacts of some dramatic changes that are happening right now. And some are benefiting some species, and others are to the heavy detriment of other species.
The birds of the Farallones will be facing more pressures next season. Scientists recently confirmed that the El Niño weather pattern will return this winter, meaning more disruptions in coastal upwelling and in the food web the birds depend on. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED Radio News.
You can explore the Farallon Islands for yourself with our online interactive map. Head to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.